Hi everyone. Well, I'm very impressed to have such a large audience for such a small tool. But well, I'm Beatrice. I work at the French Media Lab. Today I'm going to present PIMI, which is a tool to study image propagation. The Media Lab is a lab where social scientists try to, among other things, study the traces that people leave online. And for now, they are quite well equipped with tools to study text. But when they ask me, okay, how can I study meme propagation? I'm still struggling to give them answers. So what does it mean to study meme propagation? It means, okay, being able to recognize that some parts of an image are copied or partially copied. So what this tool does, it's very simple. It's able to create clusters of images and group together images that are total or partial copies of each other's. It's able to deal with image transformation, so if the image is cropped or zoomed, and it's able to adapt to corpus characteristics, so it will try to make the best of your data set depending on the number of images you have or the type of images you have. What PIMI is not able to do is to cluster semantically similar images. So it's not the tool that you are going to use if you want to create clusters of cats and clusters of dogs, or I don't know, find images of violence versus images of peace. And it's not able to do some face recognition. So again, you will not be able to make some clusters of pictures of Elizabeth II versus clusters of images of Emmanuel Macron. What you could imagine doing, and we could imagine also work together if you are a researcher working on those subjects, is to study the propagation of memes on social networks, as I was saying. But also you could study the usage of